I love No Nut November. I do, even though I sometimes think it's an epic challenge that some might use to beat themselves up, to say they're unworthy. And to them I say, keep it fun, baby boy. But all those sweet guys lugging around their full sacks. It's like Christmas, really. For me, anyway. Except those sacks aren't on your back, are they? Nope. They're dangling between your legs. Heavy with cum from 3 weeks of no-netting. Millions of little swimmers yearning for release. With nowhere to go. I'll admit the metaphor broke down a little bit there toward the end, but has it had an effect on you anyway? Oh, what's the matter? That little reminder about your current state of affairs. What's going on in your pants? Getting to you a little, along with my voice, my attention. Balls feeling a little bigger now that you're thinking about it. Like two heavy boulders swinging between your legs as you walk around with all the vanilla people. Well, too bad for you. It's too late to go back now. So let's see. What shall we do today? I say, I've got 25 minutes to stroke you off and claim the last November-long nut load in the office. Actually, no. You're the only boy I've had to flat-out challenge like this. You've been the most stubborn of the bunch. But that will just make breaking you so much sweeter. Why? Well, as the only woman in a server full of desperate, no-nutting men, I decided I was going to put an end to this inhumane treatment of male genitalia. Plus, YouTube isn't the boss of me. Not here. So we can't get in trouble. What, you don't believe me? Okay, fine. Maybe my reasons weren't completely selfish. Or perhaps even slightly. But isn't the important thing that I set out to give the server full of swollen blue balls something to be truly thankful for? Just in time for that silly American holiday, Thanksgiving. Okay, so you stubborn men. You might not be so thrilled about me ruining your streak, but you probably reached your PR already, right? Can't please everyone. Okay, I'll give it to you straight this time. You know as well as I do how much of a flirt I am. I mean, I can't help it. It's just oozing out of me. I think I've been rather generous in keeping my teasing to a minimum the past few weeks. Don't you? I mean, I haven't posted anything that lewd in a very long time. And that was fine for a while. But as amusing as it's been watching you hold on to your seed for the past few weeks for this silly challenge, I decided to start this extra challenge. How many November nutloads can I liberate from my good boys, my wonderful, fabulous, stubborn, bratty boys? Oh, dear. Your own member seems to be swelling up a bit in your pants as I tuck. Looks like at least, half a chub. What could be causing that? Is it my language? Oh, is my manner of speaking too vulgar? Too vulgar for YouTube and exciting your tender ears? Or just your tender balls? Hey, that's an idea. I'll fill you in on how the other guys lost their loads while I stroke you off. Oh, I like this plan. Planning the plan. Miss Wendy does like planning the plan. Now, get those pants off so we can get good boy. Oh, I think I was wrong. That's more than half a jump. Wow. Looks like you're hauling some serious cargo in those pods. Let's get you offloaded, shall we? Oh, you are nice and hard just from my voice. Wait until you feel my touch. Oh, let me get this beast nice and slick, and we can begin. Perfect. Let's see how long you can hold back that November nut before I claim it. You are the last guy who hasn't been trained, but not for long. So let's see. I started out with Tom. He was trying to get some work done at his desk, in his office, but the strain of a bloated nutsack had clearly taken its toll on his concentration. So, the benevolent benefactor that I am, I decided to help him out. When I came in with some mundane work questions, I accidentally dropped my pen. Well, I gave him a generously long view of my ass while slowly picking it up. He looked like a teenager who just discovered Pornhub. He couldn't stop staring at me, even after I turned back around and was looking right at him. His eyes did not float back up to my face. Nay, nay. He had never behaved like that normally, poor guy. He was the perfect gentleman, but his little swimmers must have been backed up all the way to his brain. Well, obviously I had him right where I wanted him, so I slowly sashayed my cute little butt up to his desk. This snapped him out of staring, and I think he realized on some level how unprofessional his Neanderthal brain was behaving. Not that it mattered in this case, but he didn't know that yet. He was so nervous. I think he was imagining HR knocking his door down. He backed his chair away from the desk without thinking, but then, what do you think I could see? Oh, yes. I could see his cock throbbing and straining against the fabric of his dress pants. Even better than I'd hoped. I leaned over his desk, giving him a clear view down my top, and said something mundane about work that I'm fairly certain we both forgot. I'm pretty sure by this point his mind was back to being free of any thoughts other than primal animal urges. He broke his gaze from my cleavage only once, looking up at my face in hormone-induced awe. I licked my lips suggestively, and as much to my surprise as his, that was all it took. My only regret was not having an unobstructed view of my handiwork. But I could clearly tell what happened. His desperate cock started to jerk and spasm uncontrollably, pumping load after load into his fancy dress pants. Right there in the office, the rest of his body was nearly frozen in what I assume was a mixture of surprise and spontaneous eruption, horror at nutting in his pants in front of a female coworker, and the pleasure of an overdue orgasm. Sweet, sweet relief. The unnatural pressure of his swollen glands finally lessening. He must have shot a fucking gallon after holding it in all that time. The wet stain on his pants got bigger and bigger. Some of it was literally forcing its way through the fabric and pooling on the front of his crotch. Good thing he was sitting down, I guess. I have to admit, I did not expect a spontaneous eruption, much less the euphoric ruination of Tom's trousers. I was rather proud of myself in that moment. I could barely keep a straight face when I told him, "Ah, looks like you've got a few million clients to take care of. I'll come back later." And with a wink, I was out the door. I think he had to wait until lunch break, when no one was around, to finally sneak off to the restroom and try to salvage his clothing. I kind of felt bad for leaving him like that, but I knew it only made his experience more unforgettable. He'll be fapping to that memory for a long time. I probably will, too. And speaking of fapping, that brings us to James. His nuts weren't quite so easy to crack. The old dropped pen routine did get his attention, but not nearly the stellar results it got from Tom. That was okay, though. If you all creamed your jeans at first glance, what kind of challenge would this be for me, right? And I do like a challenge. Old James wasn't going to nut involuntarily at the sight of my cleavage either, licking my lips. But once I started really teasing him, I knew it was only a matter of time. At first, he was doing an almost passable job of looking at my ample cleavage without looking like he was. Almost. He's older, more experienced than Tom, but 3 weeks of backed-up baby batter was definitely taking a toll on him as well. His ample decorum deteriorated quickly, along with his willpower. Like a fart in the breeze. Although I admit I was literally flashing my nipples at him by the time that happened. Accidentally, of course. I may have also been lacing the conversation with suggestive language. A little extra breathy. A little slight moan. A tiny lip bite. What's a girl to do? Anyway, the how wasn't the good part of this story. The upshot is, at some point, I knew I had him broken in all but the deed itself. So I excused myself to do some random work errand and left him alone to commit fapuku. His office blinds casually closed a few moments later. And I knew it was all over for his no-nut streak. I could have just moved on to the next guy, but you know me better than that. I simply couldn't just leave. After a minute or two, to let him get started, I nonchalantly approached his office door and tried to peek inside. I was foiled by the blinds. I mean, that's what they're there for, after all. In a brief moment of wishful thinking, I carefully tried the doorknob. He forgot to lock it. Even better, his eyes were closed as I silently opened the door. I figured his imagination was performing some kind of lewd act on my generously offered up body. At least I hope so. I'd hate to do all that work and have him jerk off to, like, I don't know, Christina Hendricks. She gets enough shots in her honor already, in my opinion. And I am greedy. So I realized I couldn't just peep into his office the entire time. One of the other office workers was going to notice eventually, so I slipped. I slipped inside as quietly as possible and silently closed the door behind me. I didn't dare move except to let a stray hand slide downward for a bit of absent-minded rubbing of my own as I watched. James has quite a nice cock. Not too big, not too small, but he was beating it like it owed him money. I would have thought it was painful, but the look on his face said otherwise. Hey, it's his dick. Who am I to judge? I was simply there to enjoy the show. And that's all I intended to do, but suddenly his eyes blinked open. Maybe I made some sound without realizing it. Maybe he just felt my eyes on him. Either way, it only took a moment for him to notice me, his mouth popping open, agape in surprise before things could get awkward. I did the only thing I could think of. I undid the few remaining buttons of my blouse and held up my tits, as though I was offering them as cum targets. I'm sure you've had a woman do that for you before, right? Or at least seen it in porn. Well, that got his beautiful hand moving again. I continued to give him a little show until he blasted a massive November nutload all over the top of his desk. And I mean all over it. You've seen that meme, right? Yeah, it was like that. He put most porn stars to shame with that load. It was a sight to behold, and I was glad I snuck in to see it. After his epic no-nut eruption, he simply slumped back in his chair, exhausted, eyes closed, with that adorable dopey post-nut smile of sweet relief plastered on his face. I quickly buttoned back up, checked my reflection. It's something or other. I don't recall, just to be safe. Everything in order. I reached for the door, but I couldn't resist a pun on the way out. Guess that was a real horn of plenty, huh? Happy Thanksgiving, James. Oh, the poor thing didn't have the strength left to even roll his eyes at me before I was out the door. So, how are you holding up? Or should I say, holding out? Holding back? I admit I'm impressed you've made it this far. But let me assure you, we're not done yet. You are leaking pre-cum like a... Well, hell, I don't know what else leaks a ton of pre-cum, but you are definitely doing it. You know who else produced a fair bit of pre-cum? Well, Matthew, Hank, Stephen, Francis. You know them by other names in the server, but close enough. Don't smirk at me. That totally counts as a segue. Anyhow, there's only so much time in one day, and I was struggling to catch some of them alone. So I was going to have to tease all four of them at the same time. I knew you weren't due back from that thing you were doing. So with Tom hiding his ruined pants, and James barely conscious in his office, right then was the best chance to do it without interruption. I think my success with the first two had really stroked, you like that word? Well, it had really stroked my ego. I strutted out there, all serious and determined, like I had just been crowned Miss Universe. Or maybe Miss Prickties would have been more accurate. I was totally shameless. Any worries about decorum were out the window, and my new... for Nut November victims loved every minute of it. I showed my tits. I flashed my ass. I even showed them my pussy. Eventually, I convinced all of them to jack off for me while I played with myself. Last one to come would be the winner. I do like games. I'm not sure if they were all too addled from pent-up seed to realize the risk they were taking with their November streak, or if they were all simply too confident listening to me in November, confident that they could hold back. Maybe they just thought, fuck it, watching Miss Wendy jiggle herself in front of us is worth the loss. At any rate, they all went for it. Soon I had an array of man meat all lubed up and ready to go. I always have lube in my purse for reasons. I may need a stress relief break once in a while while I'm at work, too, okay? Silicone, glass, steel. Now guess which one I'll shove up your ass if you keep up the sarcasm. So anyway, I had four different boys. Four different builds. Tall, short, thin, fluffy. All with different cocks. It amused me that none of them matched. The shortest guy had the longest cock. The tallest guy had the thinnest. It was so random but fascinating. All of them attractive in their own way. I've never had four naked guys to observe at once before. Such good boys. Once we got started, it was quite a show. All four of them stroking off their beautiful cocks. Beautiful, different cocks. To little old me, I came so many times. I lost count. But after a while, it seemed like every third or fourth orgasm, I had caused one of the guys to break a streak. Sometimes it's hard to tell if the telltale groans of impeding release were of pleasure or regret. But they were all definitely moans of joy. Joy when finally shooting off that long overdue geyser of hot white cream for me. If any of them had decided to simply give up until next November, it was Steve. He went ham on that dick. He was the first to bust, of course. Second place was Matthew, who only seemed to realize what he had done after the cum haze had faded. But lucky for me, he kept it fun. He didn't seem all that upset. He just said, "Well played," and slumped tiredly in his chair. The final stretch came down to Hank and Francis. For a while, I thought they were going to go on forever. But on a particularly good orgasm of mine, I let out those sounds that finally broke Francis. He blew so hard, the first few drops shot so far, it actually managed to hit my tits. Well played, Francis. That left Hank as the winner of this round. Actually, I was fairly certain he'd only made it by winning the world's weakest grip award, but who am I to judge? I'm not entirely sure he was even touching his cock during the last few minutes, just moving his arm nearby, but honestly, I was mostly watching Francis's cock throbbing on the edge of no return that last minute or two. Either way, my goal was to break all the guys. The order didn't matter, so the question was, how to break Hank? I pretended I had just thought of something I needed to take care of, you know? Actual work, what a concept. And headed back to my office, stopping to lick my lips suggestively at Hank and hope for the best. It worked. He knocked on my door barely a minute after I arrived. I opened it with most of my clothes back on, but my blouse, oops, still undone. But I hadn't bargained for what happened next. As I walked back to my office chair, Hank practically threw himself at me. I caught myself on the edge of my desk and basically ended up bent over it while he ground that beautiful cock against my ass like a primal animal. He was in a total haze of lust and desperation. which was kind of my goal. And he did say, please. I'll admit it was something else. He wasn't thinking much at all. I could have been a chair, a coat rack, and I don't think he would have minded. Honestly, I loved every moment of it. His saying please and begging. The fact that I had done this to him was inflating my ego to a whole new level. And it felt kind of good, too. But I was supposed to be the one in charge here. So I had to do something to take back control. I let him go at it for a bit. He did say please. And then I remembered something I saw in a movie once. I bent my leg and with a minimum of force, brought the back of my shoe straight back up between his legs. Bullseye. He jumped back a bit. I mean, it was just a tap. And by the time I'd turned around, he was holding himself and bouncing up and down like a cartoon character, as if I'd really need him. But I didn't. I think he was just swollen and sensitive. He'd be fine in a minute or two, but it did the trick. The moment he looked at me, he turned red, ashamed of himself for losing control. But that's when I noticed the stain in his pants. Oh, I realized in that moment, Hank might be into CBT. Oh, it was his man milk, no doubt about it. He must have been heading right over the edge when I got him, and I had unknowingly ruined his orgasm. I refused to feel bad. I mean, he did make choices along the way. And if I felt bad, then I would have to feel bad for Tom. I smiled at him and said, it's okay. You did say, please. Take all the time you need cleaning up in my office. I sashayed away, sassy as I could, and winked at him over my shoulder as I closed the door. He smiled gingerly, but shame is a waste of life. So, not exactly how I'd imagined things would go. But that was everyone else. Everyone except for you. The old dropped pencil routine seemed kind of lame after everything that has happened today. So with you, I'm going to take the direct approach. I don't know how you've held out this long, but damn it, I want that nut. How much longer do you get to jerk off today? Oh, well, I don't know. I didn't set a timer. No, I didn't trick you. Would I do that? Okay, you've got me, Columbo. I was just going to keep stroking until you came. Oh, I've been a bad girl. Would you like to punish me? You'd like that, wouldn't you? Okay, I'll stop. You win. I'll just have to be satisfied knowing that you are blue-balling it in epic fashion to my voice today and let you keep your crown. Enjoy lugging that load around for the rest of the month, super stud. But just so there's no hard feelings, I'll rock your world on December 1st. Deal? Good.